You are listening to Menstrual Health Made Easy, your pathway to period power. The invisible magic that takes place in the uterus is amazing at a cellular level. However, we don't need to dive that deep right now. Let's simply clarify what physical bits and pieces that we will be referencing when talking all things menstrual. Let's start with the womb. This is a heart-shaped and pale pink in colour muscular organ at the centre of the pelvic space. The fallopian tubes are very thin and floppy extensions on either side of the womb. At the end of the tube you find the ovaries, but not always attached to the fallopian tubes, just very nearby. A piece of magical wizardry allows the fingers of the fallopian tubes to wave around just at the right time to encourage that egg released from the ovary to travel in the right direction and coax it down the tube. The ovaries are white and walnut in size, and they contain every ounce of life you are potentially able to conceive as millions of follicles, which ultimately may become eggs. From the outside looking in, we would first pass the vulva, followed by the vagina, and then reach the cervix, a fascinating small structure which regulates whether sperm can get in or out and has the capacity to ward off infection to keep the uterus a safe environment for a growing fetus. The inside of the womb is called the endometrial lining, an amazing tissue which has the capacity to change dramatically from the beginning to the end of the cycle. It could be receptive, cushion-like at one point, and inflamed, red, and wounded at other times, with the incredible capability of repair and regeneration. It is the endometrial lining that sheds at the point of week one in the cycle, the time of bleeding you will know as the period. The way it is expelled is via the contractions of the uterus. The menstrual flow from the vagina is a mixture of blood and tissue from the inner lining of the uterus. This then travels down through the cervix and leaves the body by passing along the vagina. There are a variety of ways in which the menstrual fluid is then collected, and now there are so many options to choose from. Whereas people may invest in clothing to use for 1 year or so, or maybe even just one day, when you consider that during a lifetime, a menstruator will spend approximately 2,190 days or 6 years bleeding. So investing time in menstrual products, looking at their price, their design, whether they're plastic free, their comfort and general practicalities is a really good idea.